Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dinrei Hadraini. Rabbi Yochanan says, take a dinner from this place, Hadraini, or else Traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner of a golden coin. Shetvur b'madibei Hadrainus Kesar, the king Hadrainus, or else for Tuninus Kesar, the king Tuninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. I take a golden coin over here, and he says, what? A shifer. That it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, the Kaiser's thing was rubbed off, yeah, and the Mizdavnan Biyasin Vechomi Zuz, that you could, but it's bought for 25 Zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 Zuz. What you have to do is, Dal Minay Yishtusa, take off a 6 from it. You take off a 6 from it, then Vahanech Lepidin Aben. Left over is for pidyon aben. That's how much you have to use for pidyon aben. But this is like a 6 too much. The take off a 6th value of this coin, that's enough to use for pidyon aben. So Rashi says that Svirulei Sloyim Shabachor Heim Sloyim Shal Dala Dinner. We know that they have to use 5 Sloyim. See, Sela is worth 5 dinarim. So, and that's a Sela Tzuri. So it comes out, and because that's a 5 Sloyim, that's from dinner. If each dinner, if each seller has 4, and you have to use 5 sloyim, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, you have to take off a 6th. So Mori asked the question, Akati Esrim Nochi Damka Heavy. Even if you take off a 6th, don't you have too much? You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for pidyon aben. So say now, a seller is 4 dinarim. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinarim, that's all. And not this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esrim Echad Nochi Dankev is 21 less a 6, because you take a shtus, a 6th out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a 6th of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's that like this? Dal Zuz Ushtus. Take off a Zuz and a shtus and a 6th. So in the Hanak Lepidin Aben, the left over is what you use for Pidin Aben. So Hevi Lu Esrim Metakli. Benetakli dinri, tiyini esrim vitim nezuzi, o palgo palgo danka. Remember again, the most of all, eradava the shtus the zuz. Take off the 6th and a zuz. So I'm not for pidyon aben. That's what's used for pidyon aben. So Moshe says, no, still that's not a good cheshbon. Akati still esrim nochi danka heve. If you take off the 6th and a zuz, so you pay ending up paying less than 20. So again, that's not good. You have to pay 20 dinarim here for pidyon aben. Ela means like this. Dal zuz. First take off one zuz. So this is 25 dinarim. So take off one dinar first. So you're left with only 24 dinarim. Now it's good. Take off a 6th of that. A 6th of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. Ranak for pidyon aben. And then what's left over is 20 dinarim. That's what you have to pay for pidyon aben. Tezulu esrin metate b'makle dinarim. It comes out to be 20 dinarim. That's what we have to use. So this type is a good cheshbon. Yeah. So that's the amount here. It's 20 times here. So 20 times dinarim. The yinun esrim v'tum nezuzi yipalgo palgo danka. That this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. This would be the cheshbon according to the other dinarim. We're paying now with a dinar tzuri, but a regular one would be much more. That's why we only have to pay a mona tzuri. Rashi says, "Dinar estimatim lepagadinki the dinar arve." You would a cheshbon with the dinar and the arve used, because the dinar tzuri oisin we had before. Rashi said that the dinar tzuri, 7 of them make up 10 dinar arve. So therefore, 7 tsuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off 7, you make 10 there, so it comes out, this 20 will come out to be 28 dinarim of dinri arvi. So okay, so that's the cheshbon for pidyon aben. You have to take 20 of these dinarim of tsuri. Yeah. David Moore says, Omar Rava, Seloyim Diraisa. That one, that whenever the Torah says to give a seller, know what a seller is, it's Tlosa v'tulsa heavy. it's like three and the third dinrin. Like even though we say a sel is four dinrin, no, midiraisa, a sel and midiraisa comes out to only be three and the third dinrin. That's all. Just as the pasuk says, esrim gerah shekel, you have to pay 20 gerah for the shekel. Umatagum is esrim moyin, it's 20 moyin. For tani, we learn like this, sheish more kesef dinner, that's six more kesef fit into a dinner. So if it comes out that a seller is a third and a three and a third, that's what it comes out to. So Rashi has a gan to cheshbini. Rashi says, so the rest were dinner tsurim who betul sevei ye esrim moyin. All right. That's here. So what the Targum says is 20 more. And we know 6 more makes up one dinner. So it's like 3 times 6 is 18. And then 2 more is another third. So 3 and a third, 3 and a third mana is enough. 3 and a third dinrin is enough. Of course, each dinner is 6 mana. So we have to have 20 more. If Esrim is 20, so enough to have 3 and a third dinrin, that makes up your 20 Esrim Geva. Esrim Geva Shekel. So if it's enough to have 3 and a third. So that's the question, is that true? Maybe we have a question. The seller shall kodesh. When the Torah talks about a seller, it's made up from 48 pundian. Now, a pundian ze mativa, what are you the pundian for? King boy maputian. That the pigeon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. This is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're 4 dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundian. So therefore it comes out that you have to have 4 dinrin for the seller. And not 3 and a third. So Gemara says in Echanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after the added on, more to it. After it's been increased in value, once a year, that a sixth was added on to the value of the seller, and that's what comes out to be a seller tsuri. So therefore now, 24 mana comes out that each dinner is 4. So that the, Let's see, Rashi says what? So halloi seller shakadish, means hamakdish shadev, yamakdish yafiyad bishnas hayogim, for your padayu beis zeri to be paid this amount of a field, the chamishim sloyim. The first kanim gabi makdish adel kotoni keoch yochin neisa nemtes sloyim, you have to give 49 sloyim, or memtes pundiyim. Even though the Torah says 50, that's what you have to give the memtes shonim shoyevu. For the sela shakur chloim of lom or manu memtes pundiyim, for the sela shakur memches pundiyim, ishtakna to kapora beis chloim er soyrim, the chamishim sekel upinion, you give an extra pundian. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. As Rashi says, hachruhu, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight, you're not losing anything, you're not giving a little bit too less, or maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver, so you have to lay this small coin. Yeah, so Rashi says, nimtza dina yudbeis pundian, the seller boy mishmoin alma seller di rice are bo dinrin. It comes off me that the seller di rice is 4 dinrin. That's kashan rova. That rova said the seller midi rice is only a 3 and a third. So that's what the Torah says. Here we're talking about after they added on to it. Rashi says, Mashdina bosa di sifu lo al seller di rice. Ha sifu shtus, they added on another 6 to the seller di rice. The yasu le mida seller tsuri esra vi abo moyin. Now they made the seller tsuri 24 moyin. Sanachanami, now it's 4 dinrin to the seller. Now how come they added on to it? The Tanya the Gemara says, Esrim Gera HaShekel. The Pasuk says, Esrim Gera HaShekel. Lamadnu L'Shekel Shu Esrim Gera. Here it's telling us, the Shekel is 20 Gera. On the 9, how do we know to say though, Shimrotzim Haisav Yosef, if the Rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmudim, it says, Yiyah. So you could make more if you want. Yia means that Esrim Gera Yia Shekel. Mashum Oid Havayas Achel. You could get onto it more if you want to. is so yuchl, I would have thought to say yifchosh, you even make it less also. Tamlema says the word who? Says Rashi says the parshas erchim siv who b'seid the vikach korach siv esum geir who. You can't make it less than this. So therefore, when they added on to it, they only add on more. So it comes out now with dinner is four sellers, four dinner. Ravashi shodale shifsa zuze leravachoi bread revive pidgin aden. Ravashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, to Ravacho bread revina, because he was a kohen for pidgin aden. So Shalva, he sent back to him lishdali mal to losa yiserto. You sent me an extra three. Yikolayu. That is an extra three, he said back to him. He sent me more than you have to. Like the extra third of the seller, that I sent you too much. So he said back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, does Rashi, Shnasatra cho yoysa midai, kurova. That Rava says, oh, the rice is a three and a third. It sold for five. So five times three is 15. And another third, that also din and shtei din, comes out to be two, a little less than two, because less than 17 is less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. She said back to him, no, sholach lei lishtali mar to los achim yom, another three, to yasifu elayu, the other rabbi. This was only midin Torah, but later on they added on to the cheshbon. So yomi now another new, now it comes out to be 20, so yomi another three. Omer Rabbi Chanina, call kesef, Omer, but Torah stam, whenever Torah says a payment about kesef, you should know it means seller. When Torah says kesef, it means a seller. That's the payment. A seller. Yeah. And when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevi'im is nitrin. He has to pay back the value of nitrin. Rashi says that means minion. To Esther Mechomishtem is 25 sloyim. The Ksuvim, when it says Ksuvim, then Kintrin. It just says that's Neyes sloyim Mechol Shekel. Every Shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min Kasper Shel Ephraim. Except when it says by Romavin, they paid back the money to Ephraim, Shafa Pish across the Batera Kestam, even though Torah says he paid it back 400 Kesef, but Kintrin, you should know it was Kintrin. Like the Morris says, Stam Torah means seller, but here it was the best type of a coin. The Pasuk says, Arba Meyos Shekel Kesef, we paid him 400 Shekel Kesef, Oivel HaSecher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says Oivel HaSecher is a currency wherever you go. And therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, Vika Duchta, the Kokor, the Kintra, and Tikla, there are some places that call this Tikla the seller, or Kintra. Therefore, since the Pasuk says that Roman Vino paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere, but since there's some places the shekel is called Kintrin, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. Hima says the word Kesef, here means Kintrin was that's worth much more. As she said, it's Neyo Sloyim Echol Shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 Sloyim. Not just on 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Oishia. Oishia says, Bikshu Lignois Kol Kesef Zov Shabolim. The Chumam wanted to say, it's also to use it, Shabiyosa Bano, all the gold and silver in the world. Why? If my cast Buzahava Shayu Shlaim, is after the Chum of the Beis HaMikdash, Tigoyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, so that silver and gold is like belongs to Eglis, it's also Bano. Therefore, God mixed up in the world, so it felt like all the Kesef should be Yosef. So Moses says, no, at Shemot L'Nikon, until they found the Pesuk in the Torah that says the Pesuk in the Cheskel, that Shum Mutter, you're allowed to use that money. Shem, the Pesuk says, Uvoi Ubo Pritzim, that the Goyim came and was porous, broke off in the base of Middash, Tichiluhu, and they were Mechalit, Mashma, they took the Kedusha off the money. It was not like Lechulim. When the Goyim came in, they took off the Kedusha. Therefore, the money is Mutter to use. So Moses, the question is, what was the Havimina? For the Gemara of Yerushalayim had the Ruba the Alma, as well as only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use. But the rest of the world, like that money is Mutter. So who should go bust a rover the world? Rover the money is Mutter. Why should I say the money all over is also? Just because of Yerushalayim. So Musa Zenechnami, El Rabbi Omra Abai, Abai says like this, Dikshu Lignois Dinner Hadraini and Turaini Shaifa. that they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the Kesa drawing, the Kesa China that was rubbed off, they wanted to say these should be Yosa. The Vnei Yerushalayim, because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and there was some, they were brought into the Lishkan to the Beis HaMikdash, so they should be Yosa Bano. That's what they thought. Until they found the Pasuk, and the Torah says, no, Shumuta. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Uvoyu Bo Pritzim, the Gadim came and broke off in the Beis HaMikdash, Vichilalihu. They were Bechal, they took off the Kedusha off the money. Therefore, it has no Kedusha, therefore, we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef